This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, November 19th. Well, it's going to be a sloppy day for the market. Markets do like to oscillate. So if you're up one day, they'll be down the next, etc. But even though it's going to be a sloppy day for the markets, it's going to be a wonderful day for us. And the main reason is Super Microcomputer, which was very strong yesterday, is gapping up today. So it's getting its mojo back. So what's going on with Super Micro? They did file the plan with NASDAQ to avoid being delisted. Furthermore, they did engage a new auditor, BDO USA, so they could file their 10Q and 10K reports. And I do want to remind everybody that the whole fuss over Supermicro is that it has a tremendous order backlog. And when you're accepting sales that may not be delivered for 4 or 5 years, you know, some people question how you account for that. Now, I did corporate accounting. To me, you just put an order backlog and that's that. But apparently some people thought they should do it a little differently. But I do want you to know that their sales guidance is 186.4%. Their earnings guidance is 120.6%. So I don't have stocks with stronger sales than Supermicro. And so things are looking good. Now, of course, NVIDIA is going to announce tomorrow, and there's a lot of buzz about NVIDIA. This is actually going to be NVIDIA's weakest quarter because they're making the transition to the Blackwell chips. And there's a lot of press about the Blackwell chip, but it's a huge success. It'll be selling like crazy. And I want you to ignore almost all the criticism over Blackwell, like it took a while to make, or it runs hot and all that stuff. Just ignore all that stuff. You know, the short sellers have been trying to prick these stocks for some time. And when the earnings come out, the shorts will be running for cover. So NVIDIA will announce on Wednesday, and it'll be the grand finale of this earnings announcement season. In the meantime, we also have Powell Industries, which will be announcing today after the close. It's POWL. I have extremely high expectations for that stock. That stock showed up on our radar as being what we call fundamental A stock. It's very hard to be in the top 20% of all 8 of our strict fundamental criteria. So Powell's been a big winner for us, and I have extremely high expectations. So this is a good day for us because, you know, we buy these high alpha stocks. And what a high alpha stock is a stock that zigs when the market zags, especially on down days like today. So I want you to hang on. I want you to enjoy the ride. Now, as far as economic news this week, we had home builder confidence up nicely. We have some housing and building permit data this week as well. But the main thing is that everybody's getting in the holiday mode. The block sales started early. And so it's going to be very, very interesting. It looks like it's going to be a very good holiday shopping season. There are distractions out there, of course. The Biden administration gave Ukraine permission to launch long-range missiles deeper into Russia, I think up to 139 miles. And so even though we have a new president coming in with a new policy, the old policies persist, okay? And they're also scrambling to give out a lot of the grants on green energy. Some of the grants are outside of America, like Colombia, the country. And then they're still trying to give away all the money associated with the CHIPS Act and try to onshore chip production in America. Of course, most of it's in Taiwan. So fascinating times we're in, but the bottom line is there's going to be a new sheriff in town soon. Obviously his nominees are going to be thoroughly vetted, but our president-elect does like to kind of stir the pot and create a little chaos because it really helps him slip things through, you know. The media can only freak out so much on so many things. So, there are Trojan horses out there, and there are things out there to distract people. But change is coming, and it'll be fascinating to see what happens. In the meantime, if they can get the manufacturing sector out of its 2-year slump, because it was contracting for 2 years. We could push from 3% to 4% GDP growth. If we can get peace in the world, by getting Saudi Arabia to join the Abraham's Accord. That's where they align with Israel and isolate Iran. That would be good. And then, of course, you want Russia and Ukraine to stop fighting. So fascinating times are coming. There's a lot of change going on around the world. There's a big election in Germany. There'll be new leadership in February. So lots of things are going on. But in the meantime, the U.S. is the oasis. We are driving worldwide economic demand. And that's that. And, you know, there was this G20 meeting down in Brazil. And, you know, they had some good photos and all that stuff. But it's no one's really paying attention to it, because all the activity is really happening in America and what's about to happen in the upcoming months. So, but at least it's going to be a pro-business environment, and that's that. Also, we have some Fed folks speaking today, like Austin Goolsbee and things like that, but actually spoke yesterday. But the main thing I want you to know is the Fed looks like they want to cut rates in December. We're going to need a weak payroll report for that. You know, we had a horrible October payroll report. And if we get a sloppy November payroll report, the rate cuts are more likely. So our Fed seems more focused on the job market than inflation right now. So we'll get another rate cut or two, but then we'll get a new dot plot, and it'll tell us how many rate cuts, if any, we'll get next year. So fascinating times we're in, folks, but hang on, enjoy the ride. Earnings are working. You'll see that with Powell today after it announces, and then, of course, NVIDIA will be the grand finale tomorrow. Take care, everybody. Louis Nevler.